My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about when you should not use freelancers. So certainly Neil and I use a ton of freelancers. And here's the thing. When you are looking for somebody, let's say, as an example, you want someone to do something that's like paid advertising or a really involved kind of marketing activity. Ideally, this is someone that you're working with directly. This is somebody that's involved full time on your business because they understand the ins and outs of your business, and you're not kind of just outsourcing it out. Because here's the thing: when you're using freelancers, they are working on different clients, they're working on different projects. They're not 100% focused on you. So when you hand something off, like a marketing campaign or even like a funnel, where you're just handing it off to them and expecting them to go kind of do what a full time person can do, well, they're not going to deliver that kind of quality because they're not fully invested. In terms of their time, they're split across different things. They're spread thin. They're not going to deliver the best work to help you grow your business.
The other problem that you end up running in with freelancers is as you're trying to scale and you got your economics down, you'll find that they won't move as quick as you always want. By having people in-house, your communication won't break down. You're not going to run into as many issues. And you'll find that you'll grow much faster. At the beginning, freelancers are amazing because it helps you keep your costs down. You can move pretty quick. But once you're at a scale where you're trying to get into the millions and millions of dollars, yeah, you can still use freelancers here and there, but it's just better to start doing things internal.
Yeah, and so a couple of kind of things to help you. Like, let's say you are really hell-bent on using freelancers. Well, what you can do is because you're basically, you know, you're paying for time at the end of the day, your agreement can be saying, hey, you know, maybe you guys can come into our time tracking tool. So for us, we use a tool called Hubstaff. And what Hubstaff will do, yes, it's kind of big brothery. It will take screenshots of your screen every single 5 minutes. And when they're working, it actually proves that they're working on it. So I've actually lost my shirt in the past where, you know, I said, hey, here's the project, here's the scope of the work, here's the deadline, I'm going to leave you to it. And it ends up being, you know, tons of delays, or they kind of just disappear. Well, you got to find out, I mean, if you're paying for that time, kind of what they're doing, and you're able to kind of optimize on that. Because at the end of the day, let's say even if you're starting up, time is money. And if you don't optimize your time, or, you know, how your freelancers are working with you, you're going to be in trouble. And then ultimately, it's your fault.
The other big problem that I've run into with freelancers, as you start growing and you start growing really fast, freelancers in some cases will start taking your trade secrets or stuff that they're doing for you and start copying and pasting and doing it for other clients. We get a lot of people that we end up hiring being like, oh, I do X, Y, and Z for Neil Patel and his team. If you want the same funnel, we create it for him. You know, we'll copy and paste and just give it to you. You end up running into a lot of issues, even if you make them sign contracts that they won't do any of this stuff. And we don't really have one person who does everything, but let's say someone's helping us out with our Infusionsoft campaign. Yes, there may have been three or four consultants beforehand, but a lot of people end up just jacking it, even if they don't advertise it, and start selling it to other people. And it hurts our revenue in the long run. The freelancers are cheaper, but because more people are using the same marketing techniques that we are, it ends up dropping our conversion rate over time.
Yeah, I always like to tell people, especially when they're about to work with us, they're like, Eric, your costs are actually more expensive than other agencies. And you know what I ask them, and this is something any of you agency people or service-based people that are listening, you can say this, you know, is it cost or is it price that's important to you? And I learned this from this sales master named Victor Antonio. And so, you know, people are going to say, well, you know, they're going to get confused, right? Like, what's the difference? Well, you say, hey, like, you know, if it comes down to price, like, yes, other agencies are charging maybe 500, or other freelancers, I should say, maybe freelancers are charging you $500 or $1,000 a month. And yes, you know, we might be charging five times more than that. But what if they don't work out? What if you have to go through two or three freelancers and it ends up taking you, you know, a year or 2 years to get results? What are the costs of your business? Not just the price that you're paying, but also the time cost, right? So what I say is, in terms of price, we're always going to lose. But in terms of cost, because we're going to get you results faster, and this is the same thing with somebody that's full time, well, if price is more important, we're going to lose. But if it comes down to cost, you probably need to hire someone that knows what they're doing, whether it you know, someone full time, not, you know, probably not a freelancer. So you get my point here. I'm using the agency as a comparison, but, you know, we can use a full time person here to say that's the difference, right? A full time person is going to get you results faster. They might cost more in the short run. And well, they're going to, I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to win on cost and then they're going to lose on price. But you get what I'm saying.
So the short answer of it is, when you're starting off, use freelancers. When you're trying to scale and grow and you're already in the millions of dollars in revenue, bring people in-house. It's more expensive. You'll flow way better in communication, and you'll find that in the long run, you'll grow faster. If your core team wants to use freelancers to help here and there, that's fine. But you can make that decision once you're in the few million range. Before that, by all means, use freelancers as much as you want.
Great. So before we go, we have the special marketing goodies to give away to you. Just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to claim those goodies, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.